This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, my goodness, the government shutdown enters its third week. We got to discuss it because I know it's making such an impact on you folks. Yeah. What are we going to do? I don't know about you, but I'm feeling the impact. I haven't figured out how yet, but it's one of those things where you know it's impacting you. You just don't, you know, it's just not in your face. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Government shutdown. Why is it occurring? Do you know? I know that when Barack Obama shut down the government, and we're going to go into detail around this, in 2013 it was around Obamacare, but we'll get to that. This one is around President Trump daring to execute on his constitutional duty to protect American citizens. How dare he? 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. KJRadio.com if you want to reach out in other convenient and innovative ways. The excuses the left, the Democrats, the progressives are giving for not building a border wall will utterly fascinate you. I'm sorry, did I say wall? I meant barrier. Yeah, barrier. They don't want to call it a wall. But anyway, their excuses for not doing this are amazing. I mean, it boggles the mind. I tweeted out, I said, hey, here's what we should do. If you don't want a border wall, you should be required to not live in a gated community. You can't have a fence, a wall, a barrier of any type around your house. I even would say, let's take it a step further and say you must leave your doors not only unlocked, but wide open. Now, let's see how leftists do that and say, if you won't build a border wall, prove, you know, put your money where your mouth is. Man, I'd be walking in the leftist houses in Beverly Hills, making myself at home, getting the keys to the Ferrari. Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness, we got a ton to talk about. What about this woman that calls Donald Trump an MF? We're going to get that mother. We're going to turn this mother out of the White House. And she used the MF word. How do you say her name? Tlaib? Palestinian gets elected into our government and has the nerve to say, I want to get this mother out. And we're going to impeach. What were her terms? We're going to impeach this MF. Going to impeach him. Democrats are afraid. You want to know why? Democrat leadership, and I use my finger quotes, are afraid because they see somebody like her who has no reason to want to go. She should go into government with an open eyes, open heart, open mind. But instead, she's already convicted Donald Trump. He needs to be impeached. Why? Because that's what her base wants. They want him impeached. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to, folks. KJRadio.com. And then Maria Chappelle Nadal out of St. Louis, she hates Donald Trump, wanted him assassinated. She chimed in, impeach the MF, hashtag impeach the MF. We'll get back to that too. Man, impeach the MF. We have a clip?
Just hours after making history as the first Palestinian-American woman sworn into Congress, Michigan Democrat Rashida Tlaib is sparking a firestorm. Caught on camera telling a crowd last night what she told her son about the president.
We're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
The president firing back.
I thought that was a great dishonor to her and to her family. I thought it was highly disrespectful to the United States of America.
Tlaib ignoring reporters today.
We're trying to talk to your mom.
But on Twitter, doubling down, writing, I will always speak truth to power. New Speaker Nancy Pelosi at an MSNBC town hall.
Generationally, that would not be language I would use. But nonetheless, I don't think we should make a big deal of it.
But Tlaib pushing impeachment. impeachment on day one, even before the Mueller report, prompting a barrage of Republican backlash.
How do you work with anybody if this is what they really have planned? Using foul language, they introduce that they just want to impeach the president.
And some Democrats warning it could backfire.
You cannot accomplish very much of anything unless you have civility. I think those kind of comments do not take us in the right direction.
One progressive Democrat reintroducing articles of impeachment, a growing flashpoint in a new Congress.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Feel good. Feel good. Happy New Year. Feel good. You're watching Democrats go insane right before your very eyes. And let me tell you, if you think that that turned on the Democrat base of the left, it didn't. As Trump said, it's a dishonor to her and her family. It was disrespectful to the country. He didn't make it personal. It isn't about me in particular. Donald Trump understands it doesn't matter who sits in that seat as a Republican. They're going to, you know, the left doesn't care. That what they hate about Trump, I mean, insert Republican. It could have been Romney. It could have been Bush. It could have been whomever. Cruz. It could have been Ben Carson. Whoever was sitting in that seat impeached the MF because they would have put the Russia story on them and that would have been the end of it. But people on the left are beginning to see how crazy their people are, who they elect. The Keith Ellisons of the world, the Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, the Chuck Schumers, all of them. Crooks to their rotten core. And then she comes out and says, I'm speaking truth to power. Really? Speaking truth to power. How so? How is she doing that? When, as they said, in day one, she wants to impeach President Trump over nothing. Over nothing. It's ridiculous. And what does Nancy Pelosi say? Oh, well, what she said was no big deal. And I was doing a radio show the other day on this, and I asked him, I go, what do you think would happen if somebody said that about Barack Obama? Would Pelosi say this is no big deal, or would she make a comment? Would she say that type of discourse is unheard of? What is Pelosi? Well, it's not the language I would have used back in my day, but blah, blah, blah. It was horrible. Look, I don't give a crap what the left say. I've told you guys, I'm willing to fight in the mud as low as they want to go. And I know that offends a lot. Oh, Kevin, we have to remain, you know, highbrow, whatever. You can remain any way you want. This is an attack on my kids, my grandkids, the life that I know, the country that I love. I will fight as low as they want to go. I will cheat, steal, claw, fish hook them, whatever it takes. Backstab. Because that's what they deserve. And when they finally figure out, you know what, it's better to play fair, then we can play fair. But until then, I won't do it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Yeah, there was some woman, or I don't know, congresswoman or some abortion activist on Tucker tonight, and she was talking about how a man has no right to tell a woman if she can have an abortion or not, because that's her body. Well, in my opinion, then, it's equal rights. Then a man should not be pushed or forced to pay for a baby if he doesn't want to, because that's his pocketbook and that's his right. Let's go there.
You go there, girlfriend. It's one of my routine callers. Good to hear from you, doll. I know you listen to the show quite a bit. Often, all the time. Tell everybody else. See, I need super callers like her. That young lady right there, see, we're buddies. She calls my show multiple times a day. I'm not kidding you. We have yet to have a conversation because I've been busy. But she's most of it's suggestions, you know, like just commentary. But that's cool. Glad to have her on. By the way, I agree. I told you guys a story where my sister, she would give her pregnancy tests to her girlfriends, who would go hijack all their boyfriends, tell them they were pregnant, and then they collect $1,000 and go do a girls' trip or something crazy. I'm just telling you, that's the kind of stuff that goes on up in her. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Crazy stuff going on, folks. I'm telling you. How do I make sense of it all? Because I'm brilliant, doggone it. That's how. I'm not going to mince words. Kevin, you're bragging, bro. No, I'm not. If I were not brilliant, then it would be bragging. But I'm brilliant. And let me give you some tidbits here. I'll explain something to you. Democrats don't want Trump to have accomplishments. And you're going, why? That statement just came out of the blue. No, that's how a brilliant mind works. See what I'm trying to tell you? You're trying to make sense of it all. You're going, Kevin, I don't understand. And I don't understand. And I don't understand why blacks. And I don't understand why women. And I don't understand why the Democrats. And I don't understand about the wall. And you don't understand. And I just gave you the secret decoder ring right there. In a flash of brilliance. It really is that simple, though. Trump does what he promises, and he promises, MAGA, make America great again. That's what he promises. He says, there's no ulterior motive. Does he always do things the way you want? No. That's not his job. His job is just to get things done. Sometimes you got to take a step back to go three steps forward, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. That's what Trump is doing. But he's doing a good job. He's doing a good job. I don't know if you guys know this. I'm about to break something down for you. I'm about to get all economical up in here. Okay? Banks and smaller companies, I'm reading this, propel stocks to their best January in 30 years. A sign that investors are favoring sectors tied to the U.S. economy. Did you hear what I said? The best January in 30 years. Those groups were among the biggest laggards during the fourth quarter's steep slide. Their reversal suggests that investors who were bracing for a sharp slowdown in the U.S. economic activity have been soothed. I like saying the word soothed by cautious comments from the Federal Reserve. Signs of strength in the labor market and data pointing to tepid inflation. Let me translate that. Let me put that in layman's terms. They think Donald Trump's doing an amazing job. And all this pullback, the pullback they were talking about, that was Democrat ruse. That was the rich fat cats trying to play the game. But let me tell you something. They can't even manipulate this economy into bad shape. Because even though the stock market took a hit, last year was 18,800 when Donald Trump took over. It closed out the year 22,000, 23,000. It is over 24,000. It will approach 25,000. I tweeted to the president, don't be shocked if your stock market goes to 28,000 before you even finish blinking, before you finish that latte. Okay? I'm preaching again, Anna. Stop me. Just stop me, okay? I don't need to preach. These people get it. There's the occasional lefty out there. So you've got this booming economy, and here's what's interesting. You have a man under attack, and his name is Donald Trump. They are coming at him from all different angles, all different sides. The Democrats are throwing everything they can at Donald Trump, and it isn't working. And despite all of the subterfuge, the game playing, the shenanigans, and all the things they're trying to do to this man, he continues to knock it out of the park. And you know what what's happening to the Democrats? Every time you turn around, they're getting caught in a lie. And you want a tidbit of things to come? You want me to put? Hold on, let me get a new hat. Grab my soothsayer hat. Grab my fortune teller hat. Would you? So, I got my fortune teller hat on. Here you go. Donald Trump Jr. laid into the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Representative Adam Schiff after reports appeared to vindicate the younger Trump of Democratic suspicions that he made phone calls to President Trump around the time of the Trump Tower meeting with Russians in June of 2016. Senate investigators obtained phone records which appeared to show that Trump Jr. had actually spoken to two longtime family friends, Brian France, the chief executive of NASCAR, and the investor Howard Lorber. This is a report from the New York Times, citing two people briefed on the matter. Now, why do I bring that up? Because it's just yet another one of the lies propagated by the Democrats, propagated by leftists, propagated by progressives, that the Trumps were up to some shenanigans, and they weren't. So when do you think it's going to start? That's a little domino. I know you, Kevin, come on, man, what do you want to take from that? What you want to take from that is, what else did Adam Schiff come out and tell you that was happening? What else did he tell you that Donald Trump did? What other things that they told you about Donald Trump or Donald Trump Jr. or the family? What else are they investigating? Remember when they were investigating Ivanka's emails? Have you heard anything about it? Come on, people. Wake up. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. You can tell me. I can take it. No, you haven't heard a word about her emails, have you? You haven't heard anything related to Jared Kushner and his complicit nature in the Russian collusion. You've heard none of it. Yeah, and all of it's going to fall. All of it. It's going to be a bad year for Democrats. Good year for us. And let me tell you something. Don't even think about not celebrating. If you think about not celebrating as this bad news comes to the Democrats and you get all sympathetic, oh no, Kevin, I mean, we're kicking their butt now, man. It's starting, I don't know, it's looking like a bloodbath, man. It's just, yeah, shut up. Maybe come through this microphone and hit somebody. When the time comes, and it's coming, Carl, because Carl, he and I have a gentleman's bet. It's coming. The Democrats are going to be in bad shape. You're going to watch people separate themselves from the Democrats. Holy Howard Schultz! You're going to watch them say, I was a former Democrat, but I've now moved away from the party. I'm an independent, and I just don't like the way things are going on either side. Yeah. Said your mama. Trust me, they're going to come over.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi is denying any reports that her caucus is divided on key issues.
With all due respect, let's not waste our time on that. We're talking about what we're going to do to help the American people. Our caucus is unified on all of that.
Pelosi talking to reporters on Wednesday as progressive Democrats have broken with party leadership on several issues in recent weeks. Wednesday on Capitol Hill, lawmakers are sounding more alarms about the explosion of illegal robocalls.
So far this year, scammers are on pace to generate more than $58 billion unwanted illegal robocalls.
During an open Senate hearing, Maine Republican Susan Collins says senior citizens are especially vulnerable to phone scams from robocalls. Collins also says that many of the robocalls originate overseas but have U.S. phone numbers. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I just want to tell you that we normally don't call in, but we, on Saturday, when you're in, when you're on, we kind of have a Kevin Jackson party here. There's a total of six couples. Not that it means any difference, but there's two black couples. We have a Spanish couple. The rest of us are white. We also have another girl that come in here. She is from Zimbabwe. And she was tell you about the revolution that went over there, and second generation, and she had to get out probably before she got killed, it sounds like. Anyhow, no comments except for keep up the good work, my friend.
Guess what day it is? KJ Day!
No, I'm not. It's not Saturday necessarily. I'm just saying they on Saturdays make it KJ Day, Kevin Jackson Day. I appreciate you guys doing that and listening to the show. Here's the deal. On the weekends, I don't know what shows they take because, like, we do the show Monday through Friday. And then on my weekend stations, which I believe that was out of Florida, they grab whatever they want and they air the shows. And I know they're airing a lot of my show. I don't know when it airs. I just know that on Salem, they air it quite often. So I truly appreciate when people appreciate my work. And if we were sitting around, if I were in that group of folks, we would just be goofing around, talking about this stuff. I mean, having a good time. It would be no different. No different. Oh, my goodness. Welcome. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. It is not Saturday, but I don't know when my friends on the weekends will get to hear the show, but enjoy. And we try to do the show to where it doesn't matter when you listen, you can still get enjoyment. That's why I hope you go to KJ Radio, or actually the Kevin Jackson Show. I forget what we're rebranding it, but it's going to be the KevinJacksonShow.com or KevinJacksonShow.com, something like that. But for right now, go to KJ Radio, and you can still get all these. And by the way, just for the record, we're on Spreaker, iTunes, iHeart. All of them. You can get us. We're all over the place, okay? So check out the show. And form your little groups. And maybe when I'm in town, I'll come over and we'll commiserate. Break some bread. Oh, man. Lots going on in the news. I was looking at Man, these clips are crazy. Elizabeth Warren's back in the news. We got her climate change. There's a world government forum that they're going to be talking about that. And more on the Green New Deal. We've covered the Grammys a little bit. What else can I tell you? I have a synopsis here of everything that happened at the Grammys. And I'll be honest with you, I don't care. It's like, hey, we used to do the Chicago shootings. And, you know, it always gets less in the winter. Thank God. Wintertime, people stay in. But, you know there's going to be some killings on the weekend in Chicago. It just is what it is. People don't have to go to work. They got idle time. Boom. You know, criminals got to make a living, you know. So there you go. Oh, my goodness. I want to go back to this thing about the blackface, because that's back in the news. And in fact, Representative Al Green from Texas wants to impeach Donald Trump for what Northam did. Let's play that clip, and then maybe we'll come back into that, because I think it's crazy that we're even talking about this in this way. But Al Green, I mean, he's a member of the Congressional Black Circus. He's one of the clowns. And this is what this is the type of stuff that he wants you to believe about America. I swear, I hear this, and I just want to... Why is there no pushback on guys like him? But here's a clip.
To take a stand for liberty and justice for all, against bigotry and hatred. I rise to call to our attention, Madam Speaker, that the refusal to resign because of blatant bigotry is a symptom. The refusal to resign when it is obvious, intuitively obvious to the most casual observer that there is bigotry. The refusal to resign when there is clear and convincing evidence of bigotry. When there is guilt beyond all doubt, when there is a smoking gun, the refusal to resign under these circumstances is a symptom. The problem is at the presidential level. It is the refusal to take on a president who has exhibited bigotry in policy. When we allow bigotry in policy to proceed with immunity, we allow persons to believe that they too can emulate that which comes from the highest office in the land. Madam Speaker, this level of bigotry and policy cannot be tolerated. You have in Virginia a Klansman and blackface next to each other in a yearbook. It has been acknowledged as that of the governor. With that acknowledgement, and with that additional indication that it was done on a previous occasion, blackface, there is enough evidence not only to ask that the governor resign, but to demand that he do so. But I understand why this level of bigotry is going to be tolerated to a certain extent. Because we don't want to take on the president. If we allow the president to exist with his bigotry, how can we demand with any degree of credibility that the governor resign?
It goes on for a couple more minutes. It's actually pretty hilarious, if you ask me. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. He delivers it with the fiery of a preacher, you know. Bigotry and hatred. Refusal to resign, blatant bigotry is a symptom. Intuitively obvious, I love what he says, guilt beyond all doubt, when there is a smoking gun. And I'm going, okay, wait a minute. We know he's not guilty, but there's a smoking gun. Wrong metaphor. Smoking gun doesn't necessarily prove guilt. It means there's a hint of it somewhere. But, you know, hey, it's Congressional Black Circus clowns. What can you say? Bigotry in policy. I would love for Representative Al Green to tell me where Donald Trump has bigotry in policy. Show me. Show me where he had bigotry in policy, where Obama didn't do the same bigotry in policy. It's fun. I think these people love to hear themselves speak. And he's talking about one of his fellow Democrats, talking about a Klansman is standing next to a man, a black man in blackface. Yeah, because it's a joke. Y'all ain't getting a rise out of this black dude. I'm too strong for that. Oh, I'm proud of my culture. Very proud. I'm proud of my culture. And then there are things about my culture that I'm like, man, y'all need to wake up. Come on, black folks. We're better than that. But I'm still proud. I'm still proud to be black. Black folks want me to appear to be not proud. Look at him. He's all cow-toned to white people. Let me tell you, y'all will never, it will never happen. You will never, this is an absolute. You're not going to worry about me going, oh, black people think this about me, I better. You know, that is the height of quite frankly, not knowing who you are. When somebody, I'll embarrass Kevin into being more black. Really? I won't give them a black. I just talk like this here. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Y'all aren't going to make me change who I am because it's going to, we'll shame him into it. It won't happen. I joke about stuff like this because I think about blackface because this is what this is all about. White people tan. What are they trying to do? Get blackface. In fact, they're trying to get black body. Maybe you don't believe that tanning is blackface, but if it isn't, wouldn't it be considered, and I'm just guessing here, leftist, cultural appropriation? I mean, if you're trying to get a warm glow all over your body, aren't you doing something? I mean, isn't that wrong? I mean, by the definition of the left. Understand, I don't care. I love tan bodies. Don't get me walking on the beach, man. It's hard to keep my face straight. Oh, yeah. I'm looking going, wow. You know, because beautiful girls. And for the sake of discussion, ladies, beautiful tanned men, right? I mean, we talk about blackface, and we do it every day with no, you know, why don't we shut down tanning salons? I know we taxed them under Obama, because I called it the white people tax, but why don't we, what's up with the tanning stuff, right? Yeah, it's a cultural appropriation, as I said. And then Joy Behar, I mean, I don't know if you guys saw this, she culturally appropriated. She went as a black woman to Halloween. That's my natural hair. We played that clip, didn't we? Yeah, so is it when you want to be black, is it mocking us or is it complimenting us? Because I'm going to tell you something. There are lots of people I know who love our color. Yeah, they love it. They think it's sexy. They're like, whoa, it's beautiful. I wish I could get, if I had a nickel for every time a white person said, Kevin, I wish I had your color. They weren't saying they wish they could be black necessarily. They weren't. I mean, I don't know what to think about it, but I felt complimented. Because I've never gone to a white person and went, wow, man, I wish I could be all light and pasty like you. I've never thought that. No offense, white people. It's just the case. We got a lot more to talk about on Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You don't talk about President Trump very much.
No.
Why?
No. Because I think he's a symptom of a problem.
What do you mean?
The president certainly didn't invent racism, but he's certainly given a voice to it and expanded it and created a platform for those things.
Do you believe President Trump is a racist?
Yeah, yeah. No question.
How can you say that?
When you look at the words that he uses, which are historic dog whistles of white supremacy, when you look at how he reacted to the Charlottesville incident where neo-Nazis murdered a woman versus how he manufactures crises like immigrants seeking legal refuge on our borders, it's night and day.
In response, the White House Deputy Press Secretary told us Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez's sheer ignorance on the matter can't cover the fact that President Trump supported and passed historic criminal justice reform and has repeatedly condemned racism and bigotry in all forms.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I'm going to talk a lot about Ocasio-Cortez, but I wanted to highlight her thoughts on Donald Trump's racism. She says he didn't invent it. Yeah, he didn't invent sexism either, but he's a sexist, right? He didn't invent misogyny, which is sexism against women. He didn't invent xenophobia, but he's xenophobic. You know, he didn't invent any of it, but he represents all of it. Unless he were a Democrat. If he were a Democrat, he wouldn't have represented any of it. He would have been a loser who lost to Hillary Clinton. That's who he would have been. Welcome. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us and the team. She goes on to say, he gave racism voice. He expanded it. If I were to chronicle for you all the racist things that have been said by Democrats, mostly against people like you, the salt of the earth, it would blow your mind. Racism. Blatant. In your face. They look for what she called dog whistles of white supremacy. There's no question Trump is racist, she says. And, well, how do you know? Well, he uses his language. It's dog whistles of white supremacy. So it isn't anything that where he says these stupid black people do this or that and they're crazy in words. And he doesn't say things like, well, I was very hesitant when I met Melania because she had a lot of black friends and that made me skeptical. Yeah, he doesn't say things like that. But Michelle Obama could say stuff like that, and it's okay. She goes on to say he manufactures crises, like immigrants, quote, seeking legal status. No, like people charging our borders, violating our laws. That's a manufactured crisis. Yeah, because Donald Trump, he set the rules, right? This is the craziness of the left, folks. But they said something at the very end where the criminal justice reform, and I've been waiting to get to this because Van Jones commented on this. See, Donald Trump did something that the left can't stand that he did, and we should be talking about it. Now, our group is. The Tea Party community is talking about it. Go to teapartycommunity.org. Criminal justice reform. Trump began it when he freed that lady with Kim Kardashian. You remember this? The black lady that he let out of prison because she had a sentence that was far too harsh for what she did.
And I know that you're not necessarily a Trump supporter. I know your husband, Kanye, seems to like him a lot. Does he still like him?
Yeah, I think he really
Do you guys argue about that? Is that something you talk politics and, like, have debates about?
You know what? No, because I always respect what other person thinks. And you know, to make it clear, when Kanye, we would talk about it, and we would talk about policies, and he doesn't necessarily agree with the policies. He likes his kind of just his personality.
His way.
And how he made it to be president when everyone really underestimated him.
So he identifies with it in a way. Even though he doesn't necessarily agree with what Donald Trump is doing.
He's not political, so he doesn't really dig deep into what's going on. I always knew that, and I always know what he meant, but I have nothing bad to say about the president. You know,
right,
he's done
you
something
still have people
amazing.
On the list.
So
you know.
I'm very focused, and, you know, but I don't agree with everything either, you know, and I wasn't. I had no idea what to expect, and going in there, I just was like, look, I'm going to be focused, and it really turned my idea around in this category.
For sure, yeah.
That last part about what Kardashian said, it really turned my idea around what to expect, or what she thought she was going to expect with Donald Trump. A lot of people are getting turned around. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We're talking about the racist Donald Trump. And now I want to play this Van Jones talking about criminal justice reform because that was the beginning of it. See, Trump is saying, look, folks, I'm reasonable. And I'm going to tell you, over the next 2 years, you're going to find out that the radical, crazy, unhinged people are the leftists. I've been telling you this for the better part of a decade. Anyway, here's Van Jones.
So you said you were watching C-SPAN like it was the Super Bowl. Tell us about last night for you.
Well, I couldn't stop laughing. I couldn't stop crying. I got out of law school in 1993 and started working on criminal justice, police reform, back when both political parties were in favor of mass incarceration. So I was having to fight Democrats and Republicans, and it felt like my generation was just cut adrift. To see U.S. senators, both parties, highest level, saying what we were crying about, and you know, three strikes and you're out, and California built 20 prisons, and only one university through the 90s. It was unbelievable. It was a Christmas miracle. That's what that was. No big super PAC, no highly paid lobbyists, no carefully bought Google ads and big bulletin boards in district. It was just people who gave a damn, people who were tired of it, people who had been directly impacted. Jared Kushner fought this hard because his father went to prison. Jessica Jackson from Cut 50 fought this hard because her first husband went to prison. Lewis Reed, Topeka Sam on the left fought this hard because they went to prison. American Conservative Union, David Safavian fought that hard because he himself had gone to prison briefly for white collar offense. It was people who you couldn't have paid them to work as hard as they did. It was personal. It was intimate. It was people walking the halls who were just too dumb to know that we were dead. They killed us 20 times, but we were too dumb to know we were dead, and we won.
Ben Jones, your colleagues at CNN called it the bill that wouldn't die, but it could have.
It not only could have, it did. They said Trump will never support this, and so therefore you're dead. And then Trump comes out and gives a speech in favor of it. They say, well, it doesn't matter. You're going into the House. Hakeem Jeffries, Collins, going to the House with a bill, prison reform, opposed by the ACLU, opposed by the NAACP, opposed by Kamala Harris, opposed by Cory Booker, opposed by the Washington Post, opposed by John Lewis. The entire liberal establishment tried to stop us in the House, saying the bill didn't go far enough. You're dead. Don't even show up for the fight. And we won in the House 360 to 59, with 100% of Democratic leadership voting for us, 70% of the overall Democratic caucus, and people said, holy crap. How could you do that? It's because we had real people who were passionate. Then you get over to the Senate. Say, well, you're going to have to add sentencing reform. That'll never happen. You got to get sign off on law enforcement groups. That'll never happen. Trump's got to come in that. And every time they said it never happened, we made it happen. We made it happen. We made it happen. And then McConnell says, screw you guys. I don't care how hard you've worked. We're not going to give you a vote until the lame duck. And in the lame duck, you got to have 60 votes. Well, how are you going to do that? We go, we get 70 votes, go tell McConnell. McConnell says, I'm still not going to give you a vote.
What flipped him? What changed his mind? What was the hinge? What was the...
Well, I think he was very concerned about my opinion of him. I think that was a big difference maker. No. I think I'm going to say something. It's going to piss off all my liberal friends. You know what made the difference? Donald J. Trump finally said enough is enough. Donald J. Trump made it very clear that the next set of tweets was going to be for Mitch McConnell. And that, among other things, helped Mitch McConnell see the light.
Folks, that was Van Jones talking about how criminal justice reform was passed under Donald Trump. I want you to understand, this is a guy who is no fan of Trump. Kim Kardashian, she had her mind changed. There is no way that Van Jones can now go into the black community and criticize Donald Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.